This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of August. For some reason or other, I thought Friday the 13th was Saturday, and then it ended up being Sunday. I don't know why that happened or how it happened. The world seems to be upended somewhat. I guess that depends on your definition of the world. In my world, this is the DJV world. We have Jennifer Horn, all of us do, you and me and all those who are attentive to the discussions of nature and the world. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara's off for a couple of days, so in her place is one Ricardo Montalbano McFadno.
I'm very pleased to be with you.
I'm pleased to have you here. It's always nice to have your voice back in the fold. The ladies, now I have somebody to take some of the heat that I get myself.
Nah,
I wouldn't count on that.
So, this business of Charlottesville and what to say and what to do and how to react. It's hard to do a radio program like this, even if it isn't the norm of us to get into this realm. It's hard to ignore what happened there, even if it's been flamed by the news media. There still is an inherent thought here. Rich, you live in Virginia. Virginia is for lovers.
It is.
Not for haters.
Absolutely.
That was it still is the state slogan.
It is.
So there's an evil, however, that exists. And in this circumstance, I suppose, as we think about it, does it help us to try to understand the killing, the crashing, the mayhem, the cable news channels, the Twitter, the social media, the debate back and forth, doesn't take away that word, which, as Victoria, well, Richie, you've heard me say this 100 times over the years, and the ladies have as well. I don't even want to use the word hate. That's a horrible four-letter word. It really is. But
it exists.
Yeah, it does. And so I don't know what else to say. There's a lot of people who think the president should have said stuff earlier. How does that fix it? Then they blame him because the people who take these liberties seem to be taking more of them since he became the president. This is not something that started the day Donald Trump, and I'm not apologizing. Listen, that's not my stock and trade. But it didn't start in January of this year when he became the president. It may be that for whatever the reason, people feel enabled in this regard to do these things. And, the former president quoting Mandela and all the other stuff that is political. This is not about politics for me anyway. I thought it was interesting. Mike Huckabee didn't understand why all of the attacks on Trump. I want to pull Trump out of this. I want to pull the politicians out of this. I just want to understand how it is, in my simple mind, and those of you who know me well, listen to me and listen to us, know that I get very perplexed. And that's one of the reasons I don't like having these conversations, because they don't necessarily go anywhere. If, in fact, we had been able to succeed in getting rid of this kind of thinking, it would have gone the way of the last bomb that was dropped on Germany, or it would have gone the way of the last battle of the Civil War, or it would have gone the way of those who went to church or synagogue or mosque or wherever you went to worship this past weekend. It would have gone away with your going in to have your mind cleansed, your spirit cleansed. But yet many people who go to church, subscribe to these ideas. Some of them start in some of the churches. Some of them start in mosques. Some of them start in local clubs. I don't know what to say or do or think, frankly. I know that I'm disgusted with it and by it. I'm fed up with the back and forth. And I said last night, we were hanging pictures around the house last night. We were just talking about how to sharpen up our skills when it comes to this sort of thing. Nobody wants to move. Nobody wants to change. Everybody's right and the other person's wrong. As Richie has said many times, I'll call on you, the chip on your shoulder routine. Everybody's got a problem. Where does that start?
Everybody's offended.
Does it stop? How does it stop? So I would normally go to Jennifer and or Victoria first, but because you live in the state of Virginia, and the studio that we use at Radio America is actually located, even though it's right outside of Washington, in the state of Virginia. Virginia is for lovers. I go back to that, circle around, and try to have... What do you say to your children? You got two children. One of them is 12 and the other was 9, right?
How 13 old and 10, yeah.
13 and 10. Okay, I almost got it right. So what do you say to your children? Jennifer, if you were around your fiancé's children over the weekend, I don't know how... Whether it's an age thing or not.
Thankfully, didn't know too much about what was going on. So that's, you know. I mean, they're doing other things and distracted, and that's probably a good thing, I think, actually.
Yeah, it's you don't really want to bring attention to it, but it does come up. I mean, when you know, you can't ride around and listen to the news station in the car without hearing something horrible you need to talk about with them. My son did hear a little bit about this. He didn't really ask about it. I guess the thing for me is I have a friend that I used to work with in the car business 30 years ago. And he's a retired black guy, lives down in Charlottesville, and posted on Facebook. And I just said, this was before anything happened. I said, don't let these idiots even affect your life. Ignore them. And I started thinking about that when I just told him, just ignore them. But they won't go away if you ignore them. So I'm not sure that that's the right answer. So all weekend long, I was perplexed as to how to handle idiots like these Nazis. And then once the event happened, I posted on this thing, you know, my next comment, I guess we can't ignore it now. Very sad. And he's like, indeed. So I don't know what to do with these people. I tend to want to just make them go away, and it doesn't happen.
Don't go away because there's furtherance of their message in different, you know, we have all kinds of messaging now that's available. All right, so Jennifer, in dealing with this, you'll have this to discuss probably ad nauseum on your local Los Angeles program today. Mm-hmm. How are you prepared to handle it? Because there are plenty of, you're doing a political show, and there are plenty of people who want to blame Donald Trump for this.
Yeah, and that's the political aspect, which we can talk about. But, I mean, I think when we're talking about like the problem, it's really not necessarily.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the politics.
Yeah, but when we talk about the problem, it's not really the politics. I mean, you had on display kind of the worst of what America has to offer at this point. Now, does this happen very frequently? No. Is this always going to be something that probably could pop up because we live in a place where there's freedom of speech? Yes. Were the people that were out there, those Nazis who are awful and scum and disgusting, were they protected for being out there and having their march? Sadly, yeah. And then you have another group of disgusting, awful people in these anti-fascists, the Antifa, who came in.
Yeah.
And the two of them start these two disgusting groups that are based in hate and in violence and who have found protection politically on both sides of the aisle in some cases. Get into what is a horrible display of what we are definitely not. I mean, you want to talk about it. There's just no words for hearing this. And then you have people, and then you have this new phenomenon, and this is another thing we have to talk about. There's just so many layers to this story. It's crazy. So then you have people actually busing in. These are not people who live in Charlottesville. These are people who are picked from across the country. Both
professional protesters.
Yes. And this is what we've seen happen in any kind of, in Ferguson, any of these places where where we've seen violence, is that these people are bussed in from these hateful groups who organize and bring people into cities, whether they're neo-Nazis, whether they're Black Lives Matter, whatever it is. These people are somehow making it their business now to bus people into places so that they can cause trouble. And it's just, there's so many layers of disgust, and I think really the only way that you can do it is by going after the money that brings it, that makes it possible for people to bus in these groups,
and
because that's the only thing that shuts them down.
I know,
you're right.
My brother's a cop in D.C., and he used to work all of the World Bank meetings where they would get these young trust fund white Rastafarian punks that would come in, and he'd stand line in his full gear, helmets, baton, the whole thing, shield, and they would have pipes up their sleeves. They would have brass knuckles. They would have chains hidden in their, you know, their jackets, whatever it is. And these are professionals that come in. And it's not just for the World Bank stuff in the international meetings, whatever it is. It's for this kind of thing, too. They bring in these professional protesters that are there to cause trouble on both sides to make the other side look bad. See? Look what they did. So somebody comes in and ratchets it up, gets in their face, gets them, hides the first punch, gets them to throw another punch or throw the first punch, and then chaos ensues, and then they have lawyers there and photographers there to get exactly the right shot and to save it and share it on social media and send it to the press to make their side look good and the other side look bad. And it's a business, and it's disgusting.
All right. That's it.
So, Victoria, what do we do? What'd you do when you first heard all this?
Like everyone else, I was disgusted. And I mean, there's just nothing. I don't have an answer. I don't think anyone does. I mean, it's disgusting. It makes me. I just kept saying to myself and out loud to my group of family and friends that we were all together this weekend. What year is this? This is just, you know, the older people were saying this feels like the race riots all over again. I mean, it's a disaster.
Yeah, what
but see, the sad thing is that this isn't America. This is not race riots where there are race riots in Charlottesville because Charlottesville is somehow not segregated. You know, there's segregation in Charlotte. These
right,
are people
right.
who are profiting, and this is where the issue boils down to. These are groups that are profiting from hate. They are profiting from a hot political climate or whatever it is. And so that's the thing. It's like most people in this country are not those people.
Right.
These are the
of course
people.
Not.
That
but
belongs to these groups.
They've gotten all the attention.
And then the news.
Just tell the kids, be nice to everyone. There will be stupid people out there. There will be people you disagree with. There will be people that you just can't get along with. But you know what? Be nice to everyone. That's all there is.
It's 19 past the hour. This is the DJV Show.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them.
Huh?
I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look at it.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months. On select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room, presented by Speed Queen. With several dryer cycles to choose from, choosing the best cycle means clothes dry quickly and efficiently. For starters, the automatic dry cycle spells out how dry you want your clothes instead of how long the dryer should run. Permanent press includes a cool-down cycle to reduce wrinkling, and Eco-Dry cuts costs while still delivering a perfect clean and dry pile for the kids to help fold. Or not. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No, that's Ryan Tedder from the lead singer of One Republic doing a duet with her.
Okay. So, there's a, as you know, in this hour, this every hour of this program, we do during this portion of the hour, focus on music, music stories, music personalities, music events. And most people remember the discussion that's gone on, off and on, through the summer of the passing of Chris Cornell. His family has commissioned a statue which will be erected in Seattle. It is a memorial statue of him. Vicky, his wife, hired artist and sculptor Wayne Toth, who did the statue of Johnny Ramone. It's at his grave in Hollywood, in the Forever Cemetery there, which is also where Chris Cornell is buried. Toth has given me a design, and the children love it, said the wife. The statue is expected to take around 7 months to complete. Mark Johnson, somebody who's a friend of the family's there, working with the city to find a location for it. He's a lawyer. So, as they're determining where the statue will reside, Vicky Cornell said she welcomed fan suggestions. He's a son of Seattle, she said, and we'll be bringing him home and honoring him with all of you, with your love, your support. She committed $100,000 by the Chris and Vicky Cornell Foundation to the Chris Cornell Music Therapy Program, which was established by the nonprofit group Child Haven. The organization uses various therapeutic methods and early learning programs to help young children develop well after facing experiences like abuse and neglect and domestic violence and chemical dependency. Last week, the daughter performed a rendition of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah with the lead singer of One Republic. Richie, let's play a little bit more of that so we hear the strength of this youngster's voice. He's 12 years old. I always thought this was a fascinating song story was put together by Paul. And I was never a big Leonard Cohen fan.
We know.
But this is good, though.
I had no idea that this song even existed until
really?
What's-Her-Face was crying about it at the piano on SNL. Yeah, Kate McKinnon.
Really?
Isn't that terrible?
Great song. Yeah.
Now it's everywhere.
Yeah.
I think you actually hear it more now than when it probably came out the first time.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. I can't believe she's only 12, though. She has a beautiful voice.
No, she's got a great voice.
Yeah, crack the separate tune, will you?
This isn't her yet, but
no, that's the Run Republican. But the song is worth a listen, no matter who's singing it. The version. Good musical. Memory and focus. Also something that's good is we're looking at good things to balance some of the stuff that wasn't so good this weekend. Bruno Mars announced over the weekend he's going to give $1 million
to the city of Flint, Michigan.
This is good and this is bad. It's good that he's doing it. Bad, the problem still exists. And that he, rather than the public, which pays for the water system in the first place, isn't paying for this. He said, quote, ongoing challenges remain. After all, these Flint residents have had this problem. It's an important thing. We don't forget our brothers and sisters affected by this disaster. As people, especially Americans, we need to stand together to make sure something like this never happens in any community again. We can say that for a lot of things that have happened here recently in our country. So good for Bruno Mars. 28 past the hour on the DJV thing.
What's the right thing to say when tragedy hits? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When tragedy strikes, most people are at a loss for words. When we don't know what to say, we rely on platitudes, statements that became common in the first place because, well, when we're at a loss for words, it seems like the best thing to do is rely on what others before us have said about tragedies. Look, the reality is that there is no best thing to say after a tragedy. Just be sincere in whatever you say. If you feel stuck, scared, lost, or unsure, just own that. And do your best to be there with those who are suffering. Sharing your vulnerabilities with those who are hurting at least helps others know they're not alone. Your presence is stronger than you know. For ideas on communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, now 34 after the hour, you're into the Monday DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. If you find our the material here compelling, you can always download it in sort of a compacted form in a podcast, blogtalkradio.com/DJV show. All right, blogtalkradio.com/DJV show. We're talking on the air and off the air with you among ourselves about Charlottesville and the ramifications of this, how it begins, these things, how they become political, the violence, the anger, the left, the right, the press conferences, all of this stuff is part of Americana today. I have a grandson who's 2 years and 7 months old. What kind of a world is he growing up in? Richie's children are older. Jennifer, you're around young children now. Victoria, you'll have a child of your own sooner or later. And so we all come together to think about what we want our loved ones to grow up in or around or what they need to understand. And there are some people who are so angry that it doesn't really, they're on both sides of the political spectrum, and the whole thing gets clouded or fogged over, and that's one of the terms. I forget who. Oh, I know my pal Dominic Tavio and I. He visited with me, former president of Heidelberg College, where I was on the board for 12 years, and he now runs the Texas A&M Ag School down in Stephenville, Texas. And we were sitting at breakfast and talking about all of this stuff, and the word he used was so appropriate. He said, everything gets distorted by the fog of the news media. And so we have this fog. Is that responsible for this stuff? No. But does it help or hurt to have things thrown around? And I can't use the word irresponsible because I don't know how to apply it here. I just think the whole thing
I think it is irresponsible. And I think the only thing, we were just talking about this off the air, the only thing that the media is doing is making people more ticked off and more upset and more combative and more divided. And, I mean, if you do want to talk about the political ramifications of this for, like, a second, the fact that the news media is more concerned with the words that Donald Trump said, which, by the way, I didn't think were inappropriate to say we should come together and love each other, is a pretty darn good message to me. But because he didn't start calling groups out by name, the news media now has made that the bigger story than these horrible people that caused all of this damage and divided everybody in Charlottesville. That, to me, is a problem. Also, the coverage of how many people died and who were to blame. This was also the problem. If you look at any paper or any mainstream media news source, they're going to tell you three casualties in Charlottesville riots or whatever the heck they're calling it. And while that is true, one person died because of the result of one horrible person who got behind the wheel of a car and mowed people down in a crowd. The other two were police officers who were trying to fly a helicopter over the crowd. But the way the news media makes it seem, instead of saying two officers were killed subsequently in trying to tamp this stuff down, it all becomes part of this victim total to make it worse, to make people more heated, to make people angry, to try to find the worst possible scenario so that it can cause people even more division during their week. To me it just doesn't seem like what journalism was meant to be. I'm a journalism student,
it is journalism.
And it's not,
you can't
supposed
call
to
this
be
journalism. This no, don't
right.
give it, this there's no there's
but
not
but does even exist. We always have that argument. Does journalism even exist anymore? And probably not.
Well, there are these story. I'm just looking around at things to try to and this is, we're trying to assess blame, and I don't know that that's going to fix anything.
Yeah, you're right.
We were looking at the news media, then the alt-right and the fascists on the left, or whatever terms people want to use. What I find most offensive, or one of the things, is the way, and I always, Jennifer and most people refer to it as the media. It isn't the media. It is the news media. The media is a conglomerate of all kinds of things that we have that are part of entertainment and all that stuff. And I don't want to split hairs here, but I'm looking at a story, a video, and some pictures that came from NBC News of supposedly the disruption. What they think people are stupid. These pictures have nothing to do with this event in Charlottesville. In fact, the police car that is in the picture is a police car from 15 years ago. This picture is a 15-year-old picture from some rally, some place, whatever it went on 15 years ago that violence broke out in. And it just is used as a backdrop to them telling the story or trying to tell the story. And it's that kind of stuff that really makes me nuts. I don't know what to
that
do.
That sounds
about this
to me like that's some intern who was told to find
some picture of a riot.
Right. Yeah. Let me Google it.
Yeah. And someone, some kid who's, 18 has no idea what cars looked like 15 years ago.
Let's go Google a picture from a riot and put that up.
Here's a really relevant headline on CNN right now. Scaramucci: Trump's statement should have been harsher.
Scaramucci said that.
Crap about what he said.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know, right?
He was on the Sunday shows. He was on State. Was he on State of the Union yesterday?
What for?
No,
apparently.
He was on ABC This Week.
He's
he's milking it.
But I mean, that's a headline right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, there's not much more we can do with this. Unless you want to add something to it, I don't.
Just be nice. Isn't that hard?
Yeah.
Just be nice.
Yeah. And try to wash this stuff away. Some people can and some people can't. I understand.
You know, if we all just worked on organizing our own yards, do you know how many problems would be totally alleviated from global warming to whatever it is, to race relations? I mean, just worry about your yard and leave everybody
else.
Well,
you know what, Jen and Doug, here's what you can do about it. That's a great point. Because a lot of things are said and done over social media, over the news.
And it's encouraged, by the way.
And it's encouraged in these broad conversation things. But think about it. If you walk across the street and you have a neighbor that might not be your best friend, might not even be the type of person that you would hang out with or like, but you know what? You're neighborly with them. You're cordial. You're pleasant with them. You might not go have beers with them after you mow the lawn over the fence post or something like that, but you're nice to them. It's not any different. The backyard mentality is perfect. Be the same way you would be with a neighbor that maybe you don't see eye to eye with that you on social media. Don't sit there and spew hate on your Facebook page because somebody doesn't agree with you. Think of them as somebody you might have to face eye to eye and shake hands with. And just talk to them like that, and it'll be so much easier.
So shut up. Here we have another one of these football players. This guy's name is Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. So he has done the same thing as Colin Kaepernick did last year. And
well,
one
not
wonders,
the same. It's well, not the same, but...
What did he do? He sat down during the national anthem.
And ate his lunch or something, I think.
He had a banana. He sat on a cooler. This was on Saturday, I think it was. But he's been doing this on and off for 11 years. No one noticed until...
Oh, really?
Because he doesn't take a knee.
Right.
Colin Kaepernick, you know, made it much more of a display. But the thing about Marshawn Lynch, and I've sort of followed his career a bit, and when he was on the Seahawks and everything, Marshawn Lynch is just lazy, I think. I don't think he's trying to make a statement. Sometimes he feels like standing. Sometimes he sits and has a banana. I don't really think he's trying to make it all that political. But now someone spotted the picture or saw him in the background, and now it's becoming a big thing, and he's going to be the new Colin Kaepernick.
So does the management of the team need to say, you're getting paid by us, you do what we tell you to do, and when the national anthem plays, you stand up and show some respect?
Well, the coach didn't know. The coach didn't know. The Raiders coach said, well, he didn't see him. He was facing a different direction, so he didn't know until the press conference. No, he's new on the Raiders, but during this time with the Seahawks, he did a mix, apparently, of standing and sitting. No one paid attention to it. That's the thing. It's like now it's a big deal, but no one paid attention. He said he just sometimes he feels like and sometimes he doesn't.
Mm.
It's really interesting that the NBA has in their contracts, in every contract with every player, they have a stipulation that says you stand up and when the national anthem comes on, you stand up and you stand with your team. Maybe it's just now part of the NFL to just start adding that to the contract with these players.
They would get sued. Colin Kaepernick would sue the NFL.
Well, Colin Kaepernick, I don't think we have to worry because he's
he would get attention.
Maybe.
So, Doug.
Well, the NBA is the only pro league that does have that written in the contracts with all of the teams. So, I don't know. I do think that there would be some sort of a lawsuit now, a freedom of speech, oppression, whatever, if they did start it.
There absolutely would be. So, Saturday, my daughter and I went to a restaurant, a barbecue restaurant here in our neighborhood called Mission Barbecue. And the whole theme behind Mission Barbecue is they support first responders and the military. And so you go in and they have jerseys and uniforms and the whole thing. And we were there at noon, and at noon this announcement came on, and I've never experienced this, and they said, ladies and gentlemen, at noon every day at Mission Barbecue, we like to rise and salute the flag and play the national anthem. So, you kind of look around and you're like, what? And you find the flag and you notice everybody starts standing up. So you stand up and you turn, put your hand over your heart, and they play the national anthem and you sit down. It was a little bit awkward because you just didn't know what to do. You'd never, but there were four tables out of maybe 20 or 25 that remained seated. And it was really interesting to watch. It was a little bit awkward because you didn't know, you know, you were wondering what they were thinking, what was going on with them, why didn't they stand? And I posted it on Facebook, and man, 50 comments back and forth from maybe they just didn't feel comfortable, or maybe they didn't realize what was going on, to they're communist, to whatever it was. But it was really just an interesting experiment to watch, and I don't know, it was a little weird.
Mm. All right, lots of food for thought today, 47 after the hour. Let's have a good moment to welcome back one of our favorite sponsors, MyPillow. MyPillow, your pillow, our pillow. If you are a person who struggles when you go to bed, if you toss and you turn around every night, you find yourself suffering, and then you take the pillows and you know how you kind of bang them around to get them to fluff up, get the stuffing to sort of relive. Do you ever do that with your pillows? I find myself doing it with mine.
Oh, yeah, you fold it and you're trying to get it to go in the right place. Yeah.
Right. Yep, yep. Well, MyPillow will bring all of that to a quick end. This is a patented product. Adjustable fill inside the MyPillow stays cool. Remember, we were talking about these before, Jennifer. We had these, I think it was the first of the year, we had MyPillow on for a while. And we were talking about how all of us had gotten them and how they affected us. Head, your neck, the support, the fact that you fall into a sleep faster and stay there longer, wake up more refreshed. For some reason or other, yesterday, I woke up in the morning and felt I had no energy whatsoever. It was very unusual for me. So now I'm grabbing my new MyPillow. The premium, here's how this is going to work. All right, everybody ready for this?
Sure.
If you are in need of a pillow, and most of you are, you can buy one. There's a special sort of reuniting of Doug Steffen to MyPillow. And so if you buy one premium MyPillow, they will give you three more without cost. That's pretty good. That's two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows for the low price of one premium pillow. Call 800-716-5989. For MyPillow, use DS as the code for Doug Steffen, 800-716-5989. Order one MyPillow, get four in the deal. DS is the code, 800-716-5989. There is also at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DS as well. Find it online at MyPillow.com or 800-716-5989. That's four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow at MyPillow.com.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free foot-activated liftgate, optional on the 2017 Ford Escape, lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym and the bouncy seat the same thing?
Totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. Hurry and get our hottest offers, like 0% APR financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
After the hour now on the DJV program, it's time for Tech Talk. And Tech Talk is brought to you by the folks at TracFone. Be a total boss. Get the best deal in wireless with Total Wireless. We have a couple of items here from social media. And here's another reference to how well we sleep or not. Victoria will clue you in a moment here.
There's only one way to feel like a total boss. Switch your family to the best deal in America, Total Wireless. Hook up your loved ones with four lines on America's largest, most dependable network for only $25 per line per month. Have fun with that unlimited talk and text, plus 15 gigs of high-speed data. Mayor of Bosstown. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at Walmart. Plan features, coverage, and limitations may vary. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
All right, so I didn't realize there were even any Blockbuster video stores at all. So what's the story on this one, the last remaining Blockbuster?
This is apparently the lone remaining Blockbuster video. It's a not through Blockbuster Corporate. Apparently, it's just its last own individual franchise thing. It's in Oaklawn, Illinois, and... This entire business might be revived because of the genius social media account that they're running. It's called, on Twitter, it's at Lone Blockbuster. They have now 244,000 followers. And it's just, I mean, it's really amazing. Funny. This has been, it is really funny. It's been, if people are talking about it. I mean, this weekend, my friends were all talking about it. It's just, it's amazing that this one little Blockbuster, who all the employees pitch in together, and then they do one tweet a day, and they're really just funny, dry kind of tweets. There was a really interesting interview with one of the employees. A local newspaper saw that this was picking up steam and asked one of the employees, do you find more people come in for VHS tapes or DVDs? And the employee said, it's pretty much a 50-50 split on that one. If we're being honest, though, most people come in to use our bathroom or hang out with Chad, a senior on the football team who works Tuesday and Thursday nights. It's like that level of self-deprecation that is reflected in the tweets, and it's reviving this business. It's hilarious.
I saw something that seemed to, I was trying to remember which part is the boob part on Titanic.
Right.
Some of them are tweeting back and forth. Followers doing things like, quote, we're watching Titanic and the boobs part starts in 15 minutes if you guys want to get down here.
Yeah, all right. I mean, the tweets are hilarious.
The tweets are really funny.
Lone Blockbuster. It's definitely, if you're
offering 20% off any movie where an American guy punches a Russian guy.
Right.
All right. If you can't sleep, maybe it's where you live. What's this story?
Where you live? Your neighborhood, you mean?
Smartphones. What is this?
Smartphones. No, I don't know. I have my other tech story is about Disney apps stealing information from children.
Translation. Okay, yeah, what's
yeah, no, there's a class action lawsuit, and Rich, you can probably chime in on this, having kids with video games and things. So the lawsuit is claiming that Walt Disney Company has been collecting and sharing personal data from children without their parental consent, going through, I believe it's 42 different Disney apps and games. And so it's embedded in the software. It collects personal information and then, of course, sells it to third parties, which is a big problem with a lot of in-app purchasing. But this one's obviously it's against the law. The Children's Online Privacy Protection Act has been violated. And this one game, the Disney Princess game, has 500 million downloads. So that's a lot of information they're taking from these kids. And then selling them without the parents' permission. So if this ends up being, if they win their lawsuit against Disney, this is going to be, you'll see a lot of money going back to parents, I'm sure.
Yeah, let me tell you something. If you don't know what in-app purchases are and you have really young kids, figure it out now, because you'd rather learn now and cut it off than get that bill one day where you're like, $40 from Disney? Where did this come from?
Yep.
So it's definitely something you should be aware of.
Doesn't sound like something that is Disney friendly, though. That's we don't want to
it's
think
just
those
video
sorts
games.
Of things.
It's video games and how it works, and you just need to be aware of what your kids are signing up for, and you need to be the one to sign up for it and go through it. Don't let them
right.
do it.
It's up to the parents, right? Exactly. Tech Talk time, brought to you by TracFone. Be a total boss. Get the best deal in wireless with Total Wireless. Four lines on America's largest network for $25 per line per month. Learn more at TotalWireless.com. 59 past the hour here on today's DJV Experience.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.